Homegrown and Galactic Space. It's our talk on KCRW. Lest we forget that many of the spaces burning today are home to wild animals that have had to adapt to a changing scenery over the course of centuries and millennia here in Southern California. Those animals, such as the mountain lions we've kept an eye on better days, think P-22 and the others, and coyotes and bears and other wildlife have struggled to survive the sprawling of L.A. Walton Ford's new paintings at Gagosian Gallery pay homage to those animals, and Hunter Drohoyoska Philip is here with her thoughts about it. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So how does Walton Ford paint the animals of roaming the hills of Los Angeles?
Well, these are giant watercolors. I mean, often these kinds of paintings are done on a small scale, and he does really realistic representations of our mountain lions and some species that are still around, but a lot that are also extinct, such as California grizzly bears. And some are fantastical. Like, he's created his own sort of California griffin with the combination of a condor, which is endangered, and attached to a mountain lion. They fly around, but they're not in hypothetical space. They're in actual space. There are phone lines that they have to encounter and power lines.
So many things, and buildings and cars and everything else that you have to, if you're a wild animal, have to endure. How was Ford, Hunter, inspired by the history of California, though? What got him started on this?
Well, he's interested in the actual history, our very violent history and the incomparable natural beauty. And he also looks at the way it was represented as the Wild West in Hollywood. He works along the lines of the great painter of birds, Audubon, John James Audubon, in the 19th century. And so there is a tradition in the way he works, but they are very contemporary in terms of their content. One entire wall of the gallery is devoted to 3 5-foot-long paintings that show sort of the L.A. basin with all of its sparkling lights. And then up in the hills, you see saber-toothed tigers covered in tar, which have sort of leapt out of the tar pits, and they're chasing a very contemporary mountain lion, maybe even our P-22.
From the ground to the galactic now, Hunter, another artist at Gagosian, and this is the late Chris Burden, also makes us think about past and present, but this time in outer space.
That's right. And this is just a small but, I thought, incredibly engaging piece. It has rarely been exhibited. It's from 1983. I mean, Chris Burden is no longer with us, sadly. But in the upper gallery of Gagosian, there's a 13-inch diameter of the sun, which sounds okay and interesting. But all around the gallery, there are also vitrines showing the planets of Mercury, Venus, and Earth. And each is in proportion to their actual size and arranged according to their proportional distance from one another in actual space. But to maintain this concept throughout the solar system, the rest of the planets are outside of the gallery. They're all over Beverly Hills in these different locations. You can get a map at the gallery and do a little walking tour while you're doing your Christmas shopping until you get to Jersey Mike's Subs on South Beverly, where the dwarf planet Pluto is installed.
Oh, poor Pluto that was demoted not too long ago as a planet and then reinstated as a dwarf planet.
And now has a second life at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Jersey Mike's Subs. What is it about our surroundings, Hunter, and the unknown that provoke an artist's inner creativity?
Well, in the case of both of these artists, they've locked on to sort of a well-known aspect of history as it's represented in general, and then they've sort of taken that out into another way of thinking. I mean, who would think of recreating the solar system in Beverly Hills? Although plenty of people in Beverly Hills probably think they are their own solar system.
Well, both shows continue to next Saturday, December 16th at the Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills. Hunter Drohoyoska Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.